I love playing it, I love watching it, and I love laughing at the movie. I've got 11 questions for you from Mike Maximchuk on Dodgeball. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks so much for checking out my show. Today's episode is from Mike Maximchuk. It's all about Dodgeball, the movie. Who could forget the amazing comedy from 2004? If you can believe it, that was 16 years ago, which is crazy. You could have a kid that was born that year, and now that kid can drive. That's how old Dodgeball is, which is just insane. I feel like this movie just came out. I feel like every movie just came out. I have a copy of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty sitting on my desk here, which also stars Ben Stiller. And I was like, man, when was that? 2017, 2018? That movie came out in 2013, which is insane. But I found it on Blu-ray and DVD and digital HD, which probably has expired. But I found that at the Dollar Tree. Every once in a while, two, three, four times a year, the Dollar Tree gets a huge shipment of movies that they probably buy on auction from other stores who have a surplus of movies that they can't sell or move. So if you live near a Dollar Tree, go swing on in there, and you can look up different people on YouTube, different personalities who go DVD dollar store shopping. One of them is Cool Duder, my friend Sean C. Phillips. I think he's great. I've been watching him since I was in college, like when YouTube first came out, which is nuts. He goes and he'll go, all right, I'm at this one in Orange County, and here's what we found. And I found another guy in like Canton, Ohio, I think it was. I forget his name, but just search like DVD hunting deals, that kind of stuff on YouTube, and you can find some fun personalities that go out and do that kind of thing. Like I said, I must have got 30 DVDs from different sources. Some really cool. I got like the Smurfs Volume 1. It's like 26 episodes of the cartoon, the original Smurfs, on DVD for $1. So if you're looking for stuff like that, or you need cool gifts or trivia prizes, go check it out. And without any further ado, we're going to jump into 11 questions on Dodgeball, the movie, written by Mike Maximchuk. Here we go. All right, Dodgeball, the movie. Let's dive into this quiz from Mike. It says, see if you can dodge any wrong answers in this quiz from the 2004 Dodgeball movie. Here's question number one. What is the name of the gym that is threatening to go bankrupt at the start of the movie? Number one, what's the name of the gym that is threatening to go bankrupt at the start of the movie? Number one. Question number two, according to the movie, if you can dodge what object, you can also dodge a ball. According to a line in the movie, if you can dodge what object, you can also dodge a ball. Number two. Question number three on your list, what is the name of White Goodman's competing gym? Number three, what is the name of White Goodman's competing gym? Number three. Number four, in the instructional 35mm film, what are the 5 D's of Dodgeball? Number four, in the instructional film, what are the 5 D's of Dodgeball? Question number five, one of Peter LaFleur's Dodgeball team members, Steve, had a unique accent and dress code. What was it? What was Steve's unique accent and dress code? Number five. Number six, what is the nickname given to the ESPN channel that televises the International Dodgeball Association Finals? Number six, what's the nickname given to the ESPN channel that televises the International Dodgeball Association Finals? Number seven, Patches O'Houlihan was played by what actor? Number seven, Patches O'Houlihan was played by what actor? Number seven. Question number eight, what animal represents Ben Stiller's team in the dodgeball matches? Number eight, what animal represents Ben Stiller's dodgeball team in the matches? Question number nine, how did Patches O'Houlihan die right before the final tournament? Number nine, how did Patches O'Houlihan die right before the final tournament? Question number 10, what actress played Owen's German love interest, Fran? Number 10, what actress played Owen's German love interest, Fran? And the bonus for 2 points, for 1 point each, what were the first names of the two color commentators at the dodgeball tournament? For one additional point, what were their last names? What were their first names for 1 point, and what were their last names for the other point? Those are all your questions for Dodgeball the Movie. We'll be right back in just a second to see if you were able to catch all the answers. We are back with the answers to Dodgeball the Movie. Let's see how you did reliving this great comedy from 2004. Number one, what was the name of the gym that is threatening to go bankrupt at the start of the movie? That is Average Joe's. That's Vince Vaughn's Peter LaFleur and Average Joe's. Number two, according to the movie, if you can dodge a what? You can dodge a ball. That's a wrench. That's a great scene from the trailer. Number two, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Number three, what is the name of White Goodman's competing gym? That's Globo Gym. Globo Gym. Number four, in the instructional 35mm film, what are the five D's of dodgeball? We have dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Number four, dodge is in there twice. Number five, one of Peter LaFleur's teammates, Steve, had a unique accent and dress code. That's Steve the Pirate. Steve the Pirate, number five. Number six, what is the nickname given to the ESPN channel that televises the International Dodgeball Association Finals? That's ESPN8, the Ocho. The Ocho. Number seven, Patches O'Houlihan was played by what actor? That was Rip Torn. Rip Torn, when he's teaching them all dodgeball, is the actor who plays Patches. Number eight, Vince Vaughn's character owned the failing gym in the movie. What was the animal that represented the other team from Ben Stiller? That is the Cobras, a cobra. And I read somewhere a while back, when this movie came out, somewhere on the internet, that it was Cobras and Joes to pay homage to G.I. Joes and the Cobra Commanders and all that stuff. Cobra Commander and the Cobras. Number eight. Number nine, how did Patches O'Houlihan die right before the final tournament? He was killed by a Luck of the Irish sign that fell on him at the casino. Number 10, what actress played Owen's German love interest, Fran? That is Missy Pyle. Missy Pyle, real decked out in some weird makeup in this movie. And number 11, for 2 points, 1 point each, what were the first and last names of the two color commentators for the dodgeball tournament? That was Pepper Brooks and Cotton Malone. Pepper Brooks and Cotton Malone. And Pepper, played by Jason Bateman in a movie that I think he's remembered well for, because he hadn't been in anything in a while until this movie. I feel like he had a big break in his career, and this was like a huge comeback, and then he was in like every comedy after this and continues to be. So he could do it all, because he's on Ozark too, right? Last season coming up. Oh, season four of Ozark. I think that's a perfect time to end. 14 episodes. We'll see what happens to the gang down by the lakes. All right, that is the end of Dodgeball Trivia. Thank you so much for hanging out and playing along with me today. We have one more little tidbit for you. It's called the Fact of the Day. The Fact of the Day for today is a car that shifts manually gets 2 miles more per gallon of gas than a car with automatic shift. That's a fun little fact for you, for all the car nuts out there. Manual gets 2 miles more per gallon than automatic shift. So there you have it, guys. Thank you so much, Mike Maximchuk, for supplying me with yesterday and today's trivia questions. If you guys ever want to send me any content, I'm always looking for some fun ideas, and the more the merrier. RyanBuds@gmail.com. Email me anytime. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.